So she'd be eligible for your study, Alan?
Sounds like it, depending on the details.
But could you review what that's looking at?
Right, so that's CLGB-SWOG-80405. The chemotherapy is up to the physician and the patient, so it's either FOLFOX or FOLFIRI, and it's a 3-arm randomization to cetuximab, cetuximab, bevacizumab, or bevacizumab. And so patients who've had FOLFOX adjuvant more than a year earlier would be eligible. The decision would be whether to resume FOLFOX as a backbone or go to FOLFIRI.
So would a trial like that be something you'd consider for a patient like this? Yeah,
absolutely. We also are currently conducting a study through the Eastern Cooperative Oncology Group, which is a large phase 2 study, ECOG 4203, which is taking the first step towards exploring whether thymidylate synthase expression by immunohistochemistry can help select those patients who are least likely to benefit from 5-fluorouracil-based therapy. And that study actually assigns half the patients who have high levels of TS in their tumor to get a regimen without 5-FU. So half of those patients will get irinotecan, oxaliplatin, and bevacizumab as their initial therapy.
I mean, would you consider that for a patient like this?
Absolutely.
I got to say, Axel, if I thought about being this patient, I mean, I don't see much. Maybe I'm missing something. Is there an opportunity here for some great response that this woman might, or is it more adding to science?
Well, great response. And
I mean, does it offer anything that, you know, in terms of the opportunity for response or anti-tumor effect that she couldn't get off
study?
Sure,
the goal of each of these programs that we've just described is to improve upon the standard. In Alan's study, the improvement is a combination of two antibodies rather than one. And in ECOG 4203, the goal is to improve outcome by sparing patients who would be resistant to 5-FU from getting 5-FU and give them other drugs first.